Get updated with the hottest news in insurance, finance, and the newest innovation in insurtech and fintech in these difficult times. Hear it from one of the most known and respected voices in the industry, Dr. Robin Kiera, and his guest of today.
Insurance and finance live. Today we have a very special guest, the new CEO of Xempos, well, new since August 2021, a German scaler that surprised the market with a mega funding of $70 million. Tobias, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
One question I have. You come from the online travel industry. That's a great product, beaches, leisure, fun. And now your insurance, may I ask, which is almost as, you know, interesting, may I ask why?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long story, but I'll try to wrap it up quickly. So what not many people know, actually, a long time ago, right after high school, I did something that is very typical for Germany. I did an apprenticeship in an insurance company. So I didn't want to go to university directly. I wanted to make some money first. So I did this apprenticeship. And after that, I did a property university master's. And then during that time, I went to UCLA. That was 1999. So if you didn't live under a rock back then, obviously you had to do something with the internet. And we co-founded a company. And from there on, I did probably 20 years of various technology roles.
Okay, cool.
And when I sold my last company in 2019, I got a call from a chap called Lars Hinrichs, which I think you know definitely.
Yeah.
Because he is from Hamburg as well.
He founded the competitor of LinkedIn in Central Europe. It's called exactly. Xing, and he sold it for a lot of money. Shout out to you, Lars. Congrats again. And it's a really great thing and a really promising tech company actually from Germany now. And so everybody, you know, and he's a super, I actually, you said this in the preparation call. It's like he's like a super angel in Germany and invests in a lot of companies.
He does a lot of things. And one thing he invested in is Xempos. And he invested in very early. So he also did all subsequent rounds. And then he gave me this call in 2019-20, said, hey, Tobias, I know you're probably bored by now. So why don't you actually come and join my company here? Because I really, really think there's a great opportunity. And then that was the first moment after many, many years I got in touch with insurance again. And I said, well, it's probably, I mean, it's certainly interesting. I did research. I talked to many people. And I found a couple of parallels to online travel. Because when I joined online travel 12 years ago or so, I think they were at a similar inflection point when it comes to digital disruption.
Yeah.
And this is where I think insurance industry is now as well. And that's always great if you have the opportunity to be at the forefront of that.
First, glad that you are back. In the end, everybody who has ever worked in the insurance industry comes back at some point. Yeah, it's
people
probably because
we're
nice people, but we don't talk so much about it. And the second thing is, if you would need to look at your time outside the industry in the digital online, which is a hardcore conversion, B2C driven, really, really efficient business. What are like one or two things after almost a year at Xempos now, you said, well, that are things we as an industry actually could learn from the other one?
It's always, I mean, every industry is unique, right? But what I did in the first couple of months is actually I had conversations with almost all employees, with a lot of industry experts. And I clearly see, obviously, parallels with regards to the expectation how a digital product should work. Right.
Yeah.
That is not different. Right. There's many numbers flying around. And please, if you guys think this number is wrong, then correct me. But I heard one day someone said to me in the insurance world, digital is probably still only 5% and 95% is still analog. I don't know if this is right or if it's wrong.
Depends
but, I mean,
on the company.
But it, I mean, at least I think it shows a bit there is still room for improvement when it comes to digital. But here's the thing. Consumers, agents, corporates in our world, right, employees, they have 2022 expectations of how a digital product should work and how an experience should be with an insurance company, right? So this is what I think I probably can bring to our business, to the market. Coming from online travel, this is super tough, hard competition, right? You need to learn this, otherwise you just die.
It's really funny because you just very naturally said a digital product like insurance, normally we have like 15 minutes of debate, is insurance actually a digital product? And you say, come from outside, it's like, duh, look at it. You know, you cannot smell, taste it or take it.
It has to be, Robin, right?
It has to be like a digital product to me.
It has to be, yeah. Right? I mean, there is ways to buy insurances, experience insurances, the traditional way. The world is changing so fast. So if you do not have a strategy to actually be digital from a product perspective, it's difficult.
And is there one thing you when you came to examples, like one thing you changed immediately considering your past in an online travel industry?
No. I mean, the beautiful thing about examples is they've already been a digital company, right? An insurtech, right? So they have done so many great things over the last couple of years. For me, it's more about taking what's really good and what's working and then to the next level. It's a fantastic team. It has a very, very good business proposition. Customers like it. So this is more about getting it to the next growth level, so to say.
Yeah. Well, I would like to jump topic because why I'm really happy that you are here is you have a solution for a severe problem, which is a pension gap. We have a pension gap, or actually a wealth gap, if you want to name it, in Germany, but especially I think all around the Western world. We had COVID 2 years. Hopefully it's over. You have the Ukraine conflict. You have high inflation. And especially in Germany, you have a high pension gap, low wealth. If you look at the wealth distribution, income topics, it's like a real problem. And if you look at and you project how actually certain generations and segments of society, what they have when they cannot work anymore because they're tired and, you know, 60, 65, 70, it's a dramatic problem, especially for the younger generation. It's really, 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 really dramatic. How serious is it from your view?
The problem is huge. I mean, just look at the numbers, Robin. We're getting older every day. Life expectancy is growing. We are not really working a lot longer, to be honest. So there is clearly the time we spend not working and consuming what we have saved or what we should have saved for old age is becoming longer, clearly. And so if you just look at this mechanism, everybody gets older, we don't really work a lot more, this time span of retirement is growing.
Yeah.
You just know naturally there's a problem, right? I mean, where's the money coming from? So, and then there's some very smart people have then sat down and calculated that, and they came out with some mind-boggling numbers, right? I mean, the pension gap, as you mentioned, in the leading Western world, and this is not even the global number, it's just probably 8 states or so, is $400 trillion by the end of this 2020s. Yeah. So it's huge. So it grows at $28 billion basically every single day. And just to put
that's
this
a lot of zeros.
That's a lot of zeros, right? And so there is clearly a need to do something.
Yeah.
And I think this is undisputed. However, it's probably also human nature that you do not really want to deal with something that is in the future, that is not really tangible for you, right? So you need to convince people to deal with this problem and do something. And here's where technology really can help, right? I mean, if you can imagine the moment you build great technology to explain this problem and to offer an immediate solution to people, that's where technology can really come out at its best. And that's what we do.
Yeah, well, I would even disagree with you, because I think that the problem is actually quite conscious. If you look at the best-selling books, a lot of our self-help books, a lot of are how to invest, how to get rich, how to build wealth. So I think there is a huge thirst for this that we as an insurance industry were until now very bad technically and from marketing point of view to actually communicate this to that we are the solution actually for a part of their problems. Again, I tried to be nice until now, you know, because I tried to build up 10 minutes that you, you know, like me and, you know, and all of that. So I'm going to use all my credit now. And you've raised a really stunning $70 million US dollar, also from, you know, investors like Goldman Sachs, probably very hard nuts to crack. One question that ran to my mind after, you know, cheering you and your team that really worked hard on it, what are you going to do with that and what are your plans?
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, obviously, we're very, very happy to have raised this amount. It's been a great testament to the success of Xempus over the last couple of years, right? This is nothing you do overnight. It's a process. Goldman Sachs is a great, great investors. We have other fantastic investors who also invested in this round, like HPE Capital, for example, or Amada or Lars, which we just mentioned, right? So there is clearly, I think, an understanding from our investors, but also in general, that the problems we are trying to solve with our platforms are problems that will not go away. And actually, they will what we are solving right now on the pension side is something that also exists in other insurance products. Like health and other things. So maybe if you allow, Robin, I think I should spend 1 minute to explain exactly what we do, and then I can probably much better explain what we are going to do with the money, right? So the platform, the Xempus platform, is a platform that connects insurance agents or brokers with corporates who are aiming to actually find solutions in the corporate pension world. And then these corporates bring on their employees, and the agents can then work with the employees, or the employees can actually do self-consultation as well. And all this activity then is obviously very, very interesting for insurance companies, right, who have the right products in this environment. And our platform helps the agents to do better digital consultants.
Yeah.
Helps the corporates to then take this process of a corporate pension insurance and the introduction and the management of this, and helps the employees because they understand exactly what this their pension gap.
Yeah.
And then obviously we connect this with the insurances and deeply into their systems, and all of a sudden this a relatively intense process is digital.
So yes, this is what I want to remind everybody, what you're describing, you know, it has been a real pain in the to do this with a lot of paper, a lot of intransparency, and you having now a platform that relieves a lot of pain and friction. And everybody knows when you relieve pain and friction from a process, it tends, you know, to not only go well, but it's that clients, which can be the corporates and the agents, actually like, because you take away pain, and who doesn't like when somebody taking you away pain?
And the employees, just to kind of connect it to the previous questions, we just see on the platform that employees just save twice as much as they would actually save in the alternative, which is the analog pen and paper process.
Yeah.
And why is this? Because they understand the problem much better. They see the pension gap they have. And obviously with this digital solutions that we provide them, they just know what to do, right? So ultimately, this is what we've done for years, and we've become the national champion in Germany for that. But we also acknowledge the fact that this process is broken in other parts of the corporate insurance distribution and management world as well. So for example, corporate health. So this is a product that we are building right now. There's other insurance products that we're going to build right now. And so this is one way to spend the money. We continue to build out the platform. And then, yes, as we mentioned as well, this is not a German problem. This is a global problem.
Yes.
So we'll take money and invest it in international expansion.
Yes, I was thinking about, we are talking English as two German dudes, so probably there might be a reason for that. You know,
your audience. It's a great international audience.
Sure. And we also have a German show. So what I understand is you will invest in product development using your platform. You have proven. Maybe you're also happy to share some numbers that how many clients or how many actually volume runs through your platform. I think I talked with one of your team. It was really impressive. So it's really not €2.50. It's like a lot. Do you want to share some numbers there? You can share without getting into trouble.
So, I mean, what I can share is we literally have 10,000 of agents on the platform. Yeah. We have close to 100,000 corporates. We have hundred thousands of employees, right? Yeah. And this is the activity that happens on the platform every day. We have a couple hundred consultations, transactions happening on the platform per day. So it's no small thing anymore. It's a big insurance platform.
I can see myself as a little mouse in the boardroom of Goldman Sachs. What they were maybe thinking there? Well, they did this thing good with in a pension plan, and there's also a health gap, and then you can use that, and you have already hundred thousands of clients on the platform, which is a tremendous value. Do up and cross selling there, and then use the technology also to go to different countries. I'm not going to ask which country because you're probably not going to tell me. That's okay. But I think that's something super interesting. We have also insurers watching and insurtechs watching. You have had an amazing journey with Xempos over the last years and after you joining now. Is there anything maybe put it when you have raised over $125 million US dollar overall. What are like your two key takeaways for other companies raising money currently?
I think independent of the situation now, independent of the industry, I've raised lots of money in other industries for other companies as well. I think one of the key things clearly is you need to have a great value proposition. You need to be able to explain what problem you're solving. And obviously then the immediate next question from investors is show me the numbers, show me the action. And then obviously clearly it helps if you then show the product, how it works, how it grows, and all these type of things. So if you found your sweet spot as a company, really, that's the moment, I think, where things become a lot easier from basically an investor point of view. This is what we have seen at Xempos. This is where I'm saying we became the national champion in corporate pension insurances in this corporate environment. And once you can show this and once you can show the traction, then it is easier to then also tell a story and say, yeah, we can probably repeat this for other products. We can probably repeat this in other countries. The other advice I have is really, really stay close to your existing investors, right? I mean, they to your board. They can be fantastic with regards to feedback. They can help you with introductions and make sure you keep this connection also in the times between the fundraisers, right? Yeah. Because sometimes then people say, oh, the money is here. Okay, I'll just go heads down. No, I think if you have a great board and if you keep a good relationship with the board and with other investors, that's usually always very helpful.
I have a funny feeling we are going to hear a lot more of examples in expanding your product development, expanding internationally. I think it's super interesting. And I always say, the European insurance market or the global insurance markets and the problems that we are tackling may be P&C or maybe here the pension gap, the wealth gap is so large that it actually we the market is big enough for a lot great players there. And I think, to be quite honest, the pension gap and the wealth gap is so dramatic for generations that we as an insurance industry maybe also have not done our homework completely there. And maybe it's time now to step in. I think if we are able to position ourselves as industry, as a solution provider, as a part, as a big part of the solution, how to solve this also social question, I think or maybe also our image goes away and we can snatch more executives from other and way more cooler industries. Last question at our show is always the following. You have now really given a lot of insights about you, about examples, and also what you're actually doing with the money and also how to raise one. What can the community here now do for you? When should they call you?
They should always call me. So here's the thing. I'm the new kid on the block, right? So I probably I'm the least informed, the least skilled, and the least connected person in this entire podcast here today. I mean, in the last 9 months, I've met many, many great people. You being a great example. I know you are all out there and you are fantastic. And if you have ideas that you want to tell me and which I should learn about, if you have something where I say, okay, this is where Tobias can should look into or a person I should meet, please let me know. I'd love to actually learn from you how you've done it, how you became successful in the insurance industry. And I'm very, very, always very happy to share my thoughts and my experience.
Tobias, thank you very much.
Thank you.